general assessment of how things fit together?
I thought it was a good day. You know, the Falcons are a really good team to work with. Coach Smith, really good guy to work with, and I thought it was a good day. It's always good to have another opponent in here, and you know, obviously you've been going against each other for 12, 13 practices, and now you get a chance to go against somebody else, and I thought the guys came with some energy, and I thought it was a good day for the Texans and a good day for the Falcons.
Good day, too, to have 23-80 back.
I mean, anytime you see those guys out there in full pads and doing what they can do, that's a good thing for the Houston Texans.
I think it's cool to have Brian back, not just the football cushion, the player that he is, but the leadership.
I call him Kush, so I was like, Brian. No. It's really good, you know, because here's a guy that's, you know, been a leader on this football team for a long time. And he's coming off an injury, and that's not always the easiest thing to do. And he's been chomping at the bit to get back out there. He's worked very hard, been a really good teammate in the meetings, been attentive. And I was watching a couple of their walkthroughs today, and I thought he was really, really up to speed on the mental aspect of things. So it was good to see him out there.
What he's been through, Bill, over the last two seasons, does that resonate with other players when you see him get back on the field and watch him fight through it two seasons in a row? Do other players see that?
I think that's a good point, James. You know, I think in the guys that I've been associated with that have been injured like that, like Kush and, you know, guys like Wes Welker and Tom Brady, you know, coming back off an injury, you know, it's really good for younger players to see that and what type of sport this is. It's a sport where injuries occur, and, you know, basically it's the old motto, when you get knocked down, what are you going to do to get yourself back up? When you get back up, what are you going to do to get back on the field? And I think that Brian Cushing's a good example of that, and it's good to see him back out there, and hopefully it continues to improve where he can get out there and really help us.
A lot of situational football today with an opposing team. It's like a mini game.
So right.
I know you want to go back and watch the film, but what stood out to you?
Just that, Jason. I thought that both teams really paid attention to the situations, and you know, we had third down, we had red area, we had a little no huddle. Atlanta threw a little no huddle at us, which was good, and then obviously the 2-minute situation at the end. I think it's good for both teams. It keeps both teams into the practice, having to be alert, understanding what the new situation is, and then, you know, crank the music a little bit, force the communication. So both teams got a lot accomplished today.
When Hop got in, does that do something for this offense, this confidence? I know it's just a practice play, but you mentioned that it's a 2-minute drill against a team you want to play Saturday. Does that help the offense?
Sure. Sure. I think anytime you're put in a situation and you succeed as a team, as a unit, it's good for our team, you know. And then Atlanta went out there and they scored on the first play, so that was good for them, you know, and not so good for us. But, you know, I thought we got good pressure on that play that they scored on, so that was good to see, you know, Clowney and Watt. Yeah, I think it was close, but anyways, I think your point is well taken. That anytime you know guys have success, that's what I told the team after practice. You know, especially the younger players, they come out there and they play aggressively and with some confidence, they can feel better about where they're at as players.
Can you take us through how collaboratively the practices were determined how you guys go about it as organization?
Yeah, that's a really good. I was just thinking about that, Patty. You know, it takes a lot of work from both staffs to set this up. You know, it started all the way back in the spring when the schedules came out, the preseason schedules, and we had, when I was in New England, we had practiced against the Falcons in Flowery Branch in 2010, I believe, and had a really good experience doing that with Mike Smith. Coach Belichick and Coach Smith worked well together, so I figured it would be a good thing for the Houston Texans. So picked up the phone, called Mike, and we started planning, and, you know, it was kind of emails back and forth, some phone calls while we were on vacation, and then they came in here yesterday, and we walked out and said, okay, this is where period one's going to be, period two, and so on and so forth. And there's a lot of planning that goes into it with both staffs, though, the equipment guys, the video guys, the trainers, and then the assistant coaches. So it's logistically, it's not the easiest thing to put together, but it worked out well today. Sure, yeah, no, and you know, it didn't happen that much with us, you know, if at all, really. It was more about, you know, either myself or Mike, you know, we're just asking each other, hey, you okay with this? If we do 12 plays here, okay, well, we usually do 18, okay, let's compromise and do 16 or whatever, you know, something like that. But overall, it was two staffs that I think worked pretty well together.
You had said yesterday, Bill, you didn't want to see a lot of nonsense out there today.
Yeah.
You're busy, have a lot of fighting and all of that.
Right.
Are you satisfied with everybody make nice today?
Sure. Yeah, no, I think both teams, practice very professionally. it was a well-run practice on both sides. And you know, look, I understand it's an aggressive sport. It's a violent sport. It's a competitive sport. And it's an emotional sport. It has all of those things tied up into one. And certain things are going to occur on the practice field. I understand that, believe me. But at the end of the day, you know, it's about competing against each other and trying to get better and matching your skill set up against another player's skill set. It's not really about fighting. It's about getting better.
We focus on what the players can learn from this environment. But you study a lot of different positional groups. Did you take away some different things, like maybe watching a Matt Ryan up close and the way he prepared and how that could help Godson and Savage?
No question, Jason, no question. I think it's important for me as the head coach to be able to multitask a little bit out there and walk around and watch, you know, the other teams and their drills and the way they do some things, whether it's special teams, offense, or defense, and then certainly how some of their players, you know, react in different situations and how they handle different drills that they do. And Matt Ryan's a good example of a guy that's been very successful in this league. You know, I just told him out there, Penn Charter High School, I was coaching at Georgia Tech, and I tried to get him to go to Georgia Tech, and he went to Boston College, which was my wife's alma mater, so I can't be too mad at him for doing that. But it was good. It's good for, and I think it's the other staff came over and watched some of our guys and watched those guys go about their business, and that's a good part of it too.
What are you seeing that you'd like after the first game, you got 3 days of practice, looking at film and talking about stuff? Are you seeing some things that you'd like to see at this point of the week?
Definitely, definitely. You know, again, that was one game in a 20-game season. You know, you got three more preseason than 16 regular season. So, you know, that one game wasn't very good, like I said. But, again, these guys came back to work on Monday, and we had a good practice Monday, had a good deal on Tuesday. And I thought it came out with a lot of energy today, and hopefully we see that tomorrow and then have a separate walkthrough on Friday, and let's go play the game. And I believe we're better now than we certainly were at this point last week.
So with Aaron, Andre, and Brian, is there any chance they play on Saturday? Have they been ruled out? Or
we haven't ruled on that one, James, yet. We're going to see how it goes, you know, this afternoon, tonight, and then tomorrow morning. We'll see how it is, and then maybe I'll be able to tell you better tomorrow.
You said you've been through it before when you were with Bill and you guys were down at Flowery Branch. What did you take out of that experience, and did you want, the similar things to come out of this, or did you have some different things in mind you wanted to come out?
Similar things, James. We had great experiences with Atlanta that year, and then up in New England, New Orleans came and practiced against us, and we had really good practice sessions with them. And that year we went 14-2, won the AFC East, and ended up losing in the divisional round to the Jets. But we had a good year, and I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that we went against those teams in training camp and were able to compete against other teams before playing them and then certainly before the regular season. So it broke up the monotony of camp. It showed us different things we had to work on. It showed us things that, hey, you know, this protection isn't really good versus that look, or, you know, this defensive scheme, we better make sure we're straight against what they're doing. And so it was really good in a lot of different areas. And I think that's what you're seeing today, too.
A couple more guys. It seems like Xavier's really starting to settle into that right guard spot. Is that starting to help him more with his techniques on with the combo block today? Does it help him in his pass?
I think so. I think anytime you work with you know, on the right side there, and you're working with Newt, and the more you work with a guy that you got a chance to play next to a lot of games, then, you know, the more reps you get, the better you're going to be at those types of things. And then obviously the center, Chris Myers, you know, Brandon Brooks is still out. So Xavier's trying to take advantage of all the opportunities that he gets, and he's learning on the run. The thing I really like about him is he's a really good guy. He's a hard worker. He's a smart player. For a rookie, and I believe if he continues on that road of working hard, being smart, working hard in the weight room and taking care of his body, that he'll continue to improve and be a good player.
Bill, was Hard Knocks any kind of distraction at all?
No, I saw the T-shirts, Randy. I didn't think it was a distraction. No, you know, I thought that, you know, I knew they were there, but that's a good opportunity for the Falcons, but they're not here for the Houston Texans.
Would you ever be open to Hard Knocks?
I'm always open to anything that helps our team get better.